You're listening to WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's start off with Miles Davis.
Hey!
Yeah. The great Miles Davis Sextet on that one, recorded back in 1958 from the album Milestones. We heard the title track, and that is his great sextet that went on to record the Kind of Blue album and others. But this is Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. What a great sextet that is. Miles Davis. We're going to be playing a lot of Miles Davis on today's show because Monday, which is Memorial Day, by the way, Monday is also Miles Davis's birthday, born May 26th, 1926. Passed away at age 65 in 1991. But Miles Davis, certainly one of the great innovators in jazz music, perhaps the most influential player in jazz. That can be argued against a number of other great players, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, and some others. But certainly Miles Davis is heralded as one of the great players of all time in jazz music, certainly one of my favorites. We're going to continue on with some more Miles, this one from the album Roundabout Midnight. We're going to hear the track Dear Old Stockholm. Thank you. Miles Davis from the album Seven Steps to Heaven. That album recorded back in 1963. And that one features Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax. Victor Feldman on piano. Herbie's on that too. Wow, there are two piano players on this. Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, as Miles was putting together what would be his great quintet of the mid to late 60s. The track you heard was So Near, So Far, Miles Davis. Before that, we heard from Miles Davis again from the album Round Midnight, and we heard Dear Old Stockholm. We're doing a Miles Davis special today, as Monday, besides being Memorial Day, would be Miles Davis's birthday. And let me just say a word about Memorial Day, because far more important than Miles Davis, perhaps, is Memorial Day itself, paying tribute to the military and those that gave their sacrifice to make this a more peaceful world. And that is the end result we're looking for, isn't it? A more peaceful world. All right, talking about birthdays, another one is Archie Shepp, the great Archie Shepp, who was a soulmate of John Coltrane's. But his birthday would be today. Saturday, May 24th would be Archie Shepp's birthday. And Archie Shepp is 77. He's still kicking. We saw Archie Shepp at the North Sea Jazz Festival a couple years ago. And he is still playing strong. So let's hear from Archie. Thank you. That one was from John Coltrane. We kind of got off the Miles Davis thing for a few minutes, but we'll get back to Miles. But that one was John Coltrane from the album. I got it from a compilation album called The Heavyweight Champion. And that's a compilation of John Coltrane's Atlantic recording years. But that was originally released on an album called Coltrane Plays the Blues, an album that really doesn't get too much notoriety, but that was a great track. It was called Blues to Bechet, written for Sidney Bechet. And that was Claire's pick for the evening. Yes, of course, as I said, that was written for Sidney Bechet, who was one of the musicians that started playing jazz on the soprano saxophone. And, of course, that was John Coltrane on soprano saxophone, along with Steve Davis on bass and Elvin Jones on drums. Elsewhere on that album is McCoy Tyner on piano, the great John Coltrane quartet. Before that, we heard from Archie Shepp from the album Four for Train. And that album has four great tracks of John Coltrane's, and we heard Cousin Mary. And, of course, Archie Shepp was very close to John Coltrane. In fact, recorded on A Love Supreme. However, those tracks never saw the light of day at the time. I think they were re-released later, but didn't make it on the great classic album A Love Supreme. But Archie Shepp, with that distinctive, gritty, rough-sounding tenor saxophone. Let's see, that one was recorded back in 1964 and features Archie Shepp on tenor sax, Charles Moffett on drums, Rosewell Rudd on trombone, and doing the arrangements on that as well, Alan Shorter on flugelhorn, John Takei on alto sax, and Reggie Workman from the original John Coltrane quartet on bass. All right, time now is 5:40. Man, the time is flying. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken on this Memorial Day weekend. And we are doing a Miles Davis special. Miles Davis, and we're going to mix in a couple others as well, but we're going to get back to Miles right now. A couple live tracks from Miles, one recorded in a radio studio from the broadcast sessions. We're going to start out with that. This one's called Four.
The controversial Miles Davis. We call him controversial because some people like him, some people don't. We love him, and we're trying to get you to love him. And after you hear him tonight, if you're hearing him for the first time, we know that you will love him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that ended kind of abruptly, didn't it? Miles Davis from the album Live at the 1963 Monterey Jazz Festival. And we heard Walkin'. And that one was recorded back in 1963, but were released in 2007 on that album. And that one features Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter doing that kind of strange, amazing though, bass solo with the stringed bowed bass is the word I'm looking for. I don't recall hearing Ron Carter playing that much bowing on his bass. And very interesting that he did it on a track called Walkin'. Tony Williams on drums, if I didn't mention that, to round out that quintet. Great quintet, soon to be replacing George Coleman with Wayne Shorter, and a quintet that would go on for years to produce some really amazing music, some of which we'll hear in a few minutes. Before that, we heard from Miles Davis, and they called that group the All-Stars, and the name of the album is The Broadcast Sessions. And that one was recorded back in 1958, and that features the great quintet of Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass. And there was a kind of a neat introduction to that, talking about Miles Davis. All right, time now is 6:01. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, radio for the people. And we are doing a Miles Davis special, as Monday would have been Miles Davis's 85th birthday. I mentioned the quintet that would really go on to do some pretty amazing explorations in the mid-60s. And we're going to hear from Miles in that context with ESP. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. A more modern Miles Davis group than we had heard in previous tracks on this show, as Miles began to do his explorations into fusing jazz and rock. A whole fusion movement took off from there, and that was the beginning of it. That one is from the Complete A Silent Way Sessions. And you heard a track called Directions 2. But I want to start at the beginning of that set. We started out listening to ESP, which was one of the first albums where Miles's great quartet of the 60s, quintet of the 60s, middle to late 60s, started to take fruition. ESP, that quintet was Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. We heard the title track from that album. That was recorded in 1965. A new sound for Miles Davis, really exploring new territories in jazz, a new way of composing and soloing, and a sound was really taking shape with ESP. Next track you heard was from Live in Europe, 1967, the Bootleg Series, Volume 1. That was released in 2011, but as I mentioned, recorded back in 1967 in a live session, and that featured that same quintet of Miles, Wayne, Herbie, Ron, and Tony. And you heard the sound developing a little further, perhaps. We heard really a tremendous version of On Green Dolphin Street, the standard that perhaps Herbie Hancock is known best for. And they kind of took that in a different direction. Very interesting. And we finished that set, as I mentioned, it was really an outtake. Name of the track is Directions 2, and that is from the Complete Miles Davis, the Complete In a Silent Way Sessions from 1969. And as you hear, the music went a big leap forward. Some may not agree that it was a leap forward. There's some people who really didn't like when Miles started in that direction, but I really dig it, and I like what Miles did from there in the official In a Silent Way album and then on to Bitches Brew. And on that track, it's kind of hard to put together a piece together who was on that because there are so many musicians on different tracks. Let me try. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on soprano sax, Chick Corea on electric piano, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Joe Zawinul on organ. Yes, that's right, three keyboards in that group. Dave Holland on bass, Tony Williams on drums. Perhaps that one had Jack DeJohnette on drums. In either case, just a great sound. Directions 2 really starting to rock out. And that culminated in the great album, Bitches Brew. And really set a new sound for Miles Davis and one that sold a lot of records and brought a lot of prominence to a new modern jazz sound, a jazz rock fusion sound. So I'm going to play perhaps my favorite track from Bitches Brew. So buckle your seatbelts. This one is 14 minutes long and takes you in a journey, let's say. This is Miles Runs the Voodoo Down. Thank you.